Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. And with me, an old student of mine, and he's really done well for himself. And I have to think a lot of my, you know, teaching and mentoring has brought him where he is today. Welcome, Chris Simon. How are you, Chris?
Doing fine, Chris. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, love having you. Yeah, so
I've been trying to get on here for a while, and you keep pushing me to the side.
I know, but trying to get you ready. I wanted to get you at your best time.
There you go.
Chris, you're the president, CEO of the Bank of Calhoun.
Yes, that's my daytime job.
Yep. That's your daytime job. What's your nighttime job?
entertainment, you know, I spend a lot of time at George's.
Right, yeah. Doing a little stand-up.
Yeah, there you go.
okay, so one thing we're going to talk about. Of course, when I knew you, I was teaching at St. Norbert's, coaching at the high school. And you were in sixth grade.
Yep. So we were at St. Norbert's, right?
Right.
We had, I think, just about every retired nun that was needing a place to go turned up at St. Norbert's. So we had, I don't know, six nuns or something like that.
Yeah, there's a...
Anyway,
they're great people.
Oh, they were absolutely great teachers.
They were super.
Oh, absolutely, put up with us kids, but we definitely had a need for a male influence.
Yes,
and the local priest there realized that. So, yeah. So I think you came home from your stint in college or something to that extent.
Yeah, he contacted me and called me up and said, "Hey, I want you to teach at St. Norbert's." I go. Really? You remember me, right?
Yeah.
Nope, I want you to teach her. I just came, met him, goes, no, you're coming, you're teaching. I go, okay, all right. So
yeah, you got to tell the story when you actually met the nuns for the first time.
Okay.
Because that sets the whole stage of what this next year was going to be.
Okay. Well, I was assistant coach the high school football team at Calhoun, and at that time I had something with my eye. I had something, contact kind of messed my eye up, so I had to put some medicine in. I was wearing a patch over one eye. We had practice that morning at 8 o'clock, so the meeting was at 10, so right after practice I was going to go to the meeting, the teachers meeting, so I could meet all the teachers. It was like the intro for teaching there at the school. So at that time, you know, I had a motorcycle, so I was riding my motorcycle and there, and I had shorts on. I had a tank top, and I was kind of, you know, sweating, you know, because it was hot out, you know. And so I ride up to the front of the school, and I get off my bike, and I start to walk toward the building. And there's these big picture window right in the front of the building, right? And all the teachers, the extra teachers and the nuns are all there peering out the window to see who this new teacher is that Father hired. And as I'm walking to the door, they are looking past me, right? They're not even looking at me. I go to the door and I come in and they're still looking out the window for the new teacher to show up. They didn't know what I was doing. And I go, I introduce myself. And their faces like drop. They go, oh my gosh, what are we getting into? So, but it doesn't stop there. Next, we go down to the basement and then we're going to have a teacher's meeting. So we go down there. All right. And everybody gets around these tables. Well, this is for kids. It's built for, this whole room is set up for little kids. So I have little chairs and little tables, and of course I'm not that little, and I got my name tag, and it's like in the corner, like I gotta make my way there. So I make my way over, and I finally crunch down in it, and everybody sits down. As soon as I sit down, I get seated, and I think, whew, finally made it. And then the principal, the nun principal, she says, now we will have prayer. So I was like, okay. So then I tried to stand up out of that little chair. And when I stand up, gosh dang it, a can of Skol falls out of my pocket and it rolls over and hits her right in the shoe. She picks it up and she looks at me and she hands it to me and says, I assume this is yours, Mr. Lorton. I say, yes, it is. Thank you, sister. But anyway, we eventually, and then after that meeting, she says, Mr. Lorton, I think I will need to have a private meeting with you in your classroom now. So I said, okay. But we ended up getting along great. Right. You know, it was all
Sister
good.
Sister Mary Harold.
Sister Mary Harold, yeah. Yeah.
So, and shortly after that, so yeah, it was funny because you'd be having football practice and you'd always be coming in late, you know. So, and yeah. And you wanted your newspaper, you wanted your cup of coffee, but sometimes you didn't have time to stop to get it, right? So,
yeah. I guess. I was always running late anyway.
Well, this is a story because you would pick a student each day.
Oh yeah.
To run to the local, run to the down to the station and pick up your paper and coffee.
And maybe a donut or two.
And then us kids would hand the kid dollars as he's going down the line because we all wanted things from the store.
Yeah, the bell already rang. Yeah, class was going on.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, everybody else was going. Except.
So here's this kid going down the stairs, come back with his whole with a newspaper, Postage badge, cup of coffee, and all the sack of stuff that he bought from all the kids, yeah. and so that went on. Then there's. Two main things that we remember. There's numerous stories. I think there's dozens. But the first one, you mentioned that you were a unique teacher that you basically hadn't taught before, and this is how you're going to do things. You're going to teach by example. Here we're going to learn about the lottery, for instance. And you had us pick numbers, and we started gaming the lottery. But the other one was you hated people smoking. So it was like smoking's bad for you. And at the time, there was a commercial where a guy would take a puff of cigarette and then blow it through a napkin and it would show the tar coming on the other side.
Yeah.
And we talked about how that was just disgusting. And he goes, I'm going to show you how bad it was. So the next day you came and you brought a cigarette and you lit it up and you're going to do that. Right then, Sister Mary Harold comes in the class.
Oh, yeah. Her timing was always impeccable.
It was Mr. Lorton. And it was like, we were just like stunned. But the ultimate one was.
Oh, there's more? It gets worse?
Oh, yeah.
What a memory you have.
Oh, don't you? This is the classic. It was the choir, okay?
Oh, hey.
So for years, the choir, the boys sat down. The boys sat downstairs. The girls got upstairs in the choir and sang.
Well, yeah, because, well, anyway, if you just to cut in, or you're bringing my memory, that Sister Mary Harold comes to me and she goes, all right, we're going to get ready for the Christmas concert this year, you know, for the church. We're going to do the Christmas songs. I go, okay. She goes, now I want you to take all the boys. You go upstairs in the choir loft, make sure they got plenty of things to work on. And I'm going to take the girls down below, and we're going to practice and get ready for, you know, the Christmas concert. And I go, can't the boys sing too? The boys will not sing. We're not going to mess with the boys. You take care of them. I will take care of the girls. I'm like, okay. So I take you guys upstairs, and you get all your bookworks. Then what happened?
Yeah, so you pull us together like a coach and says, can you believe that she doesn't think you guys can sing?
And they were struggling down below.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen to that. You guys can do better. I know you can do better. And he's giving this speech. We're going to pick up the book. We're going to pick a song, and we're going to blow them out of the water. And he's like, okay. And it was like we're all in the huddle. Ready, go, team. And so we pick up a song, and we start singing.
Yeah, you sounded great. Oh, you blew them right out of the
church. We blew them out of the water. And she's like, what are you doing? And so... So from there, for the first and only year, we had born the St. Norbert's Boys Choir.
That's right.
And so it was Christmas time, and you decided to take it to the ultimate level because you wanted to prove your point. So we did Christmas caroling. So remember that?
Yeah.
You got the old Lorton Electric van, that big white van.
Yeah, loaded you dudes up. Loaded
We went around
house to house, all over Hardin.
No other person could get a bunch of 7th and 8th grade boys to sing Christmas carols.
And you were good at it. You had these beautiful voices.
Oh, it was one of the things. People were throwing your money. it was just one of the things. And there's a dozen other stories.
But remember, I don't know if you remember this or not, but came... You know, we were doing 8 o'clock Christmas Mass. That was our debut.
Oh, yes.
Right. It was our debut. You know, so they all got there. They're looking sharp. We're getting ready. And we're going to do a half hour of Christmas songs before Mass starts. And we, who's the organist?
Was it Gress? Yes. Debbie Gress.
Debbie Gress she was a great organist, and she was getting all ready to go, and you guys were all ready, and we got ready for our first song, and all of a sudden, you know, I'm the instructor, the conductor in front of you guys. I'm saying, okay, and then she strummed up the music, and all of a sudden, and nothing came out of their mouths. They had every one of them had stage fright, and everybody down below, they turn around, they're looking, they're like, is there anybody up there? And Debbie and I go, I gave you a glaring look. I think maybe I threatened, a little threat, like, come on, dudes.
It was more than a little threat, yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're like, okay, you got yourselves together. Then she hit it again and boom. And then it was easy. Then you like did great.
You couldn't have bought a better time to come there because we didn't have a male teacher there, but we were a bunch of rambunctious, you know, boys. And you basically would take us out in the morning playground, and the girls would go do their thing, and you would do plays from the previous week's football game. Okay, here's what we're doing. And you'd line, because you were assistant coach, you'd line up, here's what happened last Friday night. And you go from there, and there grew the sort of the warrior football, you know, where they would do 7th, 6th, 7th, 8th grade visits to bring them to weightlifting, remember, and all that? That started not shortly after you were doing that.
Hey, yeah.
Warrior pride and all that. Yeah.
The funny thing with you, though, you, even as a 6th grader, he knew he was going to be president of the Bank of Calhoun.
Yeah, I started working there shortly after 6th grade, actually.
Every day at lunch, you would make a trip down the Bank of Calhoun, talk to his dad, how are your loans today?
Yeah, and then he would come back on a few things, bring it back.
But do you remember the one time I brought in fencing foils?
Yeah.
We had fencing foils, and we were fencing. Oh my gosh,
that was a riot. Same time, then we wanted to do wrestling. Remember, you were going to and so we didn't have anything for wrestling, no mats or nothing. So you take the mats down from behind the basketball hoop, which were those thin mats that weren't even meant to be wrestled on.
They weren't.
And you put them down, and we just start wrestling, Roman. and you go, wait a second, we got to have. There's point systems and things, so you got us organized. But for a while there, it was just a free for all.
I know.
And then the other one was what are we going to do during the winter? And so it was like, okay, you know, we talked about cars. You talked about cars and boats and things like that and engines. So your parents lived across the street, and you rolled an engine. You had an engine block on a cherry picker. And you rolled over to show us exactly what was going on with the engine. The girls were so bored that you said you had to find something else for them to do. We got so greasy that you had to do
do you remember the NCAA tournament?
Oh.
When the NCAA tournament started in March, oh my gosh, our classroom turned into like, I mean, it was like, it was crazy.
Yeah,
everybody had to work on their own teams. Some had two or three teams. And then we put a big bracket up on the whole back of the wall. You know?
Yeah, and somebody was responsible for removing the teams each time. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of fun.
Yeah, no, it was.
Sister
it
Mary
was.
Harold never understood that.
No, she did. She thought we were learning about, you know, periodic table or something. We didn't have to tell her everything, you know, but no. So that was, it was probably, and to this day, so that's been, you know, a lot of years ago. And you talk to any of my classmates, and they will talk about those years. And it was something that was definitely needed. It really was.
Yes, it was an experience. That's for sure. And
nobody died.
No, they would, you know, it was. There was so much freedom there at the school.
Yeah.
You know, to do whatever I wanted to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can remember taking you guys, okay, we're going to go on an outing today. You know, like, just like, all right, we're going to go on an outing. Where are we going to go? Remember going up on top of that? Yeah. What was that hill?
Simon's Bluff. Yeah.
Simon's Bluff.
Yeah.
Took all these kids. I think about it like, woo, how risky that was.
Yeah.
Took these kids. We were walking these paths. I mean, it was like a drop off. We're going to walk all the way up the hill, get and experience there's a cave hidden away up on top of this.
Right. You can see it from the bridge.
Mountainside, you know? And they're walking. I'm thinking, as I get up there, I'm thinking, gosh, I hope nobody pushes somebody off this.
Yeah, it was. So that was definitely one of the highlights. It's something I remember everything like it was yesterday for that, because it was something totally different. It really was. Yeah. So,
and you guys, you learned a couple things.
We did. Actually, we did. We did. We actually scored good within math because we were trying to figure out the lottery and the NCAA bracketing.
Yeah. Oh, I know one thing you learned. One thing that you learned especially, Chris, is. You remember you learned to wipe your feet before you ever came in the back door.
Oh yeah, yeah. So our room had the back door that led to the street, so we could leave when we wanted to do all this. Yeah, you had to wipe your feet.
Don't you remember what happened? You guys were out playing. It rained, and they were out there playing in that rain. I think you were playing football or whatever. Yeah. All just a muddy mess. And then the bell rang, and it was time to come in the classroom. All these young sixth graders come running in the classroom and tracked, I mean, just mud everywhere and act like it was no big deal. Yeah. They didn't even notice it. Yeah. I go, hey, kids, look at your feet. Look at this rug. And I'm like, oh, I go, well, I think I made you. It was old school, you know, so you had to write 1,000 times.
Yeah, yeah.
I will not track mud into the school anymore.
Yeah. Those were some of the disciplinary that weren't near as fun as the outings, I guess you would. Yeah,
I think I just remember you got to 950 or something and I let it go.
Yeah, yeah. It was 6 o'clock in the evening.
Your hands were buckling up.
Yeah, it was 6 o'clock in the evening. We gotta go. My parents are looking for us. No, that was definitely a time.
Were you involved in that one episode where, you know, we went to the cafeteria in the Catholic school, right? We go into the cafeteria, and it was quiet time. Right. And it was quiet time. You ate and everything was quiet until the bell got rung. Once the bell was rung, it was time to talk. And when it got rang again, it was time to be quiet. So you had to listen to the bell. And I think Chris was probably involved in this one somehow. I can't remember. But anyway, there's a few sixth graders. There's about three of you that when the bell rang, they just kept jabbering, you know? So I said, and I was just playing around with them. I was like, all right, you three, follow me. Took you back to the classroom and sat you down. I go, well, I'll deal with you in a minute. And then P.J. Lorschbaugh. P.J. Lorschbaugh, he was in there. He was an eighth grader, and he was in my classroom trying to get some math work done. And I go, hey, PJ. So I'd known PJ since he was born, you know. And I said, hey, PJ, come with me for a minute. So right behind the classroom was a cloak room, you know, and it was also where we kept our balls and bats and everything we used. So I said, PJ, come in here. Oh, I know what I said. I can't remember what happened, but PJ, I supposedly made something up like PJ was in trouble.
You're right, right, right. Yeah. Right.
And I said, now, PJ, time for you to get what's coming to you. And I took him around the corner, and I know this is kind of cruel, but I said, okay, PJ, now when I'm going to take this baseball bat.
It was a cork ball bat. Cork ball.
Take this cork ball bat. I'm going to hit the side of this box that had all the balls in it. Now, when I hit that, I want you to scream bloody murder, okay? He goes, oh, man, he got a big smile on his face. He's like, and then you three sixth graders, you're sitting in the front rows. You're just sweating, thinking, oh, my God, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
And I go hit that. Ah! Yeah. Then, okay, get back up. Wipe the blood off of you. Here we go for another one. Bap. Ah! You know, he's like, oh, man, he's blood curdling.
Then you sent him home for the afternoon, too.
Yeah.
It was like later day you said go home, and like PJ was missing.
So you guys didn't know what happened.
We did. It was like the rumor started.
And I go, so I walk out. I walk into the classroom and I have the corkball bat and I'm looking at him. I go, all right, you guys know better, you know. And I knew this, you know. I you were fifth graders, I think, or something. I don't know, but you were sixth, whatever it was. You might have been fewer. Sixth graders, I said, now I know you guys are seventh graders and you should know better, so now it's time to step up and get your swats. Wait a minute. We're not seventh graders. We are stupid sixth graders. I go, oh, you're only sixth grade? Like, yes. They just saw a little bit of an opening there, and I'm like going, so anyway.
Yeah,
that let you off the hook. Yeah, you were so thankful. They were on their knees. Just thank me. Oh, thank you, Mr. Lord. Thank you.
Yeah, that
all right, get out of there. Remember, be quiet when the bell rings. I'm like, okay, we'll never do it again. I'm like, okay, good.
Yeah. But, yeah. We could never figure out how you got so much of the kids' attention. It's like just one talk from Mr. Lorton and everybody was good.
Yeah. But we had a lot of fun.
We did. Yeah,
we did a lot of laughing, a lot of carrying on, you know.
No, it definitely was high. Like I said, it's something I still remember to this day.
Yeah.
So
yeah. It was fun. Yeah.
Again, nobody died. Everybody did it fine.
We're still living.
Yeah.
You still became bank president.
Yeah, we didn't do too bad. No. Yes.
Well, Chris, we've ran out of time.
All right.
So we've got to wrap this spotlight show up for the day. And thanks for coming in. Thanks for reminiscing. It was fun.
All right. Thank you.